What if God wants to use your ordinary workday to change someone else's eternity? In this short devotional from Romans chapter 10, let's unpack how your everyday conversations at your office, in the shop, or over a cup of coffee can become a doorway for people to hear the name of Jesus, to call on him and be saved. Let's discover why Scripture calls your feet beautiful when you carry the good news of Jesus Christ into the public square. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you are having a great day. And yes, I am rocking a brand new schnazzy haircut. My son, who is a barber, cut my hair today. So thank you for noticing. If you're diving into the Word of God with us today and you're sitting on that couch having a cup of coffee, we're going to be in Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 13. But if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. And just listen up as we go. If you're enjoying this daily devotion, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us keep the Word of God going out each and every day all across Washington State. Now, here's what we're doing. We're changing our hearts so that we change the public square. When our heart change, we become better fathers. We become better leaders, better business owners, leaders, all that kind of great stuff. So a changed heart changes the public square. All right, we are in our series called Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty, and we have a great question for the day. Today's question is this: what step is God asking you to take so someone else can hear the gospel message through you? And it comes from Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. So let's read that. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. So that's our verses for the day. Wow. So we're going to talk about having beautiful feet today. Have you ever thought about your feet? Your feet of bringing the gospel message. So the first thing that we see is, how will they call on him who they have not believed? And what does it mean to call on the name of the Lord? Now, remember, back here in Romans, we see that he's already talked about this in verses 12 through 13. He says, there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord over all, abounding in the riches for all who call upon him. And if you remember from a couple of days ago, we talked about calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, calling and thanking him for his grace, calling on him and thanking him for his mercy, calling on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. So you can call on the Lord by praying, by just saying, Jesus, you are Lord, help me, those kind of things. So calling on Jesus as Lord. Today, as you're in the public square, call on the name of Jesus, and don't be afraid when someone says, I have this problem. Let's call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ together. I remember working in the public square as far as in computer industry, and one of the things that I would oftentimes do is ask people about their weekend. And when they would share about what they did all weekend, I would then share about what God did through the Bible studies and through the Word of God on Sunday, and share what that would be. But if they brought up a problem, I'd say, let's talk to Jesus about it together today. And it was just a powerful time to witness, to share Jesus through prayer, to call on him on their behalf. So you have beautiful feet when you do that. Now you're like, beautiful? What do my feet have to do with my calling? Well, you're going to see. Let's see about number two is, how do they believe? What does it mean to believe in Jesus as Lord? And we've talked about this in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. It says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. So belief flows out of the interaction of our spirit and our soul together. Will we just simply take God at his word? What God has to say about you is way more true than what you have to say about yourself. So believe on God, believe in what he has to say. And he says this: you are a sinner in the need of a savior. Jesus is that savior. Believe on Jesus. So thank Jesus for the work of the cross. Proclaim him as Lord today and think about what you might lead someone else to proclaim that same belief that Jesus Christ is Lord. The next one is, how will they hear? And what does it mean to hear? I love this because in John, let's go over there real quick. John chapter, let's find it here. John chapter 10, it says in verse 3, to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls to his own sheep by name and leads them out. I love this because it says that there's a place where the doorkeeper, which is the shepherd sitting in that small space that was around a wall of sheep protecting them. And he says, the sheep know his voice. And a stranger, they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of the stranger. So as you walk in the things of God, get to know the voice of God, study God's word and proclaim him, proclaim the name of Jesus and allow others to do the very same. So in Matthew chapter 10, let's go over there real quick. It says, what I tell you, what Jesus tells you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. So whatever Jesus is whispering in your ear, whisper that to others. Tell that to others. Share that with others. Proclaim the good news of Jesus, that he died and he resurrected, and that we can have eternal life with him by believing in him. So sharing the name of Jesus. How will they preach unless they're sent? And I love that because the Bible is clear that he has sent us, whether that's Matthew 28, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So we are in an age right now, it's the church age, and God is with us and Jesus is with us all the way to the very end. In Acts chapter 1, let's go there real quick. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says this, but they will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the world. So you look at this, and you have beautiful feet to preach the good news, and you have been sent to that public square that God has entrusted to you today. So think about what you might do. What you might do to bring the gospel message to someone today, bring the good news of Jesus Christ to them. Because as you go, as you are sent, as you are, they, when they look at it, how will they call on him and who they not believe? When they see your belief in that public square, then they have a belief in Jesus. How will they believe in whom they have not heard? When they hear you talking about Jesus, then they want to have more of an understanding about Jesus. How will they without a preacher? You are that person heralding. It's not someone standing up and preaching like you might see on a Sunday morning, but you are that herald. You are that person proclaiming the name of Jesus. And then it says in this closing, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. That's your goal today. That's your calling today, to be sent to a people who don't know Jesus, and those feet that travel right into that workplace becomes good news for someone else. And the only good news that we have is that Jesus is resurrected from the dead and has conquered sin and death. So let's pray and bless your day as you go out into the workplace. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the marvelous day that you have set before us. Let our feet be beautiful today. God, as we walk through this world, God, let us begin to herald the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. God, let no one have an excuse because we have been silent. Lord, we know that you are calling all mankind to repentance. And so, Lord, we thank you that you go before us in all things. So whatever we have to say today, we're only a reinforcement of what you've already said, God. So let our words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable, pleasing, and to lift up the name of Jesus today. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.